You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill on Friday, March the 16th. Of course, Gold Cup Day. Hopefully we've got a few winnings to play up here this evening at the Irish all-weather venue. Of course, traditionally on this Friday night, we've got eight races to get our teeth stuck into. Plenty of our favourites as well. Probably the best race on the card comes in the shape of the 7:30 over at 7 furlongs, in which my nap runs there. So we'll move on to that in a very short space of time. First of all, we'll deal with the 5 furlong handicap, which opens up the card. 8 runners go to post. Glenmore's bound to be a popular choice here, having run a consistent level of form in recent times. But the stall 8 won't be very easy to overcome. And with that in mind, I'm going to go with Tyrock Brandy here from the Lee Smith stable, who managed to win at Wolverhampton quite comfortably last time out. Prior to that, this filly had run really well in a very hot handicap, which has took shape subsequently. The likes of the winner Ploughboy, of course, has gone on to win since, and even Flawlessly, who was fourth that day, has won and finished third in its next start. So I do think Tyrock Brandy's definitely got the best form in the race. Not a bad draw either, given that her run starts. She likes to track the pace in stall 3. So around about 7-2 this morning. I do think Tyrock Brandy is the value bet there in the first race.
Race 2.
On to the second then, which is a mile and a quarter claimer, coming up at 5:55. Six Silver Lane, he's bound to be there or thereabouts, as he often is, given his track form. New Story was a good winner last time when last seen, and he runs for Michael Buckler for the first time tonight, but he's been off the track for 112 days. So that leads me to select Carvalhas, who is certainly the fittest amongst this field, having run just 4 days ago when finishing fourth behind Get Go in a little bit of a messy affair. Now, this horse has been undone by the draw on several occasions throughout the winter, despite having a consistent level of form. He's always seemed to be drawing double-figure stall positions, but tonight that's not the case. He's drawn in stall 3, and this ever-consistent horse, like I said, with a good recent run under his belt and a decent time figure, he's the pick there in race number 2.
Race number
3. On to the 6:30, which is a mile and a half handicap. And it all depends whether Roger Sweeney's Ineffable is in the same kind of form that he was when he took a similar race to this 21 days ago. On that occasion, he defied his market weakness. He went off at 14-1 to win in the end in quite dogged fashion from the very consistent Easy Boy. Back in the field that night was New Life. So it's a little bit of a surprise in some respects to see Dennis Hogan's Charge favourite ahead of Ineffable on this occasion, but that means that we do get a nice price about this 5-year-old, who seemed to be on good terms with itself as far as I could see when last seen. So Ineffable, nice each way bet there in race number 3.
Race 4.
On to the classiest race of the night then, which comes up at 7 o'clock, which is over 6 furlongs, and the best horse in this field ability-wise is Primo Uomo, who made a nice comeback the other day when finishing third in a red-hot handicap, eventually won by Ploughboy. But there was nothing wrong with that run. This horse travelled as well as ever, and he just didn't quite get home, given that that was his first run for the thick end of 6 months. Mainly quite concerned with Gerald O'Leary's Charge. His all his best form has come at the minimum trip. He's actually yet to race or win at tonight's trip 6 furlongs, whereas Togerville has won here on numerous occasions over tonight's course and distance, and Anti McCann's Charge therefore gets the vote. Hopefully, in a small field, he can get a good break from stall 2 and gain an uncontested lead, which is when he's at his best. Although he didn't win last time out, he got picked off by a horse who's in right good form at the moment called Master Speaker. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that performance. Certainly the time figure of that race suggests that if he runs to the same level, he could be very difficult to beat tonight. So Togerville, quite a confident choice there in race number 4.
Race 5.
On to the 7.30 then, which is a competitive-looking 7-furlong handicap. But my best bet of the night runs in this race in the shape of Mr. Ormsby, who was an eye-catching second at the time before over the course and distance. And he duly went on to confirm the favourable impression he created on that occasion. He travelled really well in behind what was a very good pace set by Arborfield and one or two others. And he picked them off in quite ready fashion late on. Indeed, he was very strong in the last furlong there, pulling a ready length and a half clear in the closing stages. Now, looking at his sectionals on that particular occasion, he managed to clock a better 5 furlong split time than Mendelssohn, who took the listed prize for the Aidan O'Brien Stable. And given that that horse is rated 116 and obviously has got potential to be a Group 1 horse on dirt this season, Then Mr. Ormsby clearly, for his grade anyway, ran to a very high level. He's got a good draw here tonight to track the speed. Arborfield, who's drawn inside him, his old rival, will hopefully be ridden quite forward, as will one or two others. And if he can track the speed, go around the inner as he did the last time, I'm sure he'll be very, very strong down the lane. Round about 3-1 this morning, Mr. Ormsby hopefully can duplicate his win here 7 days ago.
Race number 6.
On to the 8 o'clock then, another 7-furlong handicap, and I've got quite a bit of time here for Dennis Coakley's charge here at Boxer Dunford, albeit he only managed to finish 6th the last day. That was off the back of quite a big layoff. In fact, he hadn't run since October, so he was bound to need the run when finishing 6th behind Narm. He did get hampered a few times down the straight, so he's probably best forgiven that run, and hopefully he can turn the tables on Thomas Muller's in charge here, of course, who is one of the fancied runners. Prior to that, he'd gone back-to-back in the early part of the campaign, showing a really nice attitude and turn of foot, and he's got the decent draw here right at the inside in stall 8. So Boxer Dunford, quite a confident choice there in race number 6.
Race 7.
On to the 7th race, the penultimate race on the card, coming up at 8.30, which is a mile handicap for the 3-year-olds. And you'd have to be within Ishigati here from the Dermot Weld Stable, following that good run behind Highly Approved here the other day. Now, Highly Approved, of course, has gone on to win subsequently from the Judge of O'Brien Stable and floor several fancied horses on that night. So this filly by Dream Ahead certainly ran it to a very good standard. And her previous two runs certainly suggested that she'd got a decent amount of ability. Nicely drawn again, up the inside in stall number 1, hopefully Pat Smullen can get a good break, get a well-organised turning into the home straight, and should have too much class for her rivals here this evening.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, which is a decent contest as well, over a mile, and it's the big clash again between Beach Bar and John S. When they last met 21 days ago, Richard O'Brien's charge came over, out on top under an inspired ride by Wayne Lorden, who very much poached the race from ahead of affairs. He jumped out from the gun. This horse often races keenly, seemed to be running away with Wayne in the early stages, but he managed to grab hold of him, turning into home straight, give him a breather, kicked on again, and he just about had enough left in reserve to hold the fast finishing John S. Well, hopefully Wayne, Billy Lee this time on Conor O'Dwyer towards John S. Will certainly be alive to the situation here tonight, and with a good break hopefully he can track his old rival and this time pick him off in the home straight. So John S, hopefully with a better tactical ride than the last day, is the choice there in race number 8. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again on Sunday when we're going to be taking a look at Navan's 7 race jumps card. Until then, have a great day at Cheltenham, have a great day at Dundalk, and it's bye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.